Section 3. Candidates for U.S. House of Representatives 2. Term, 2 years. Salary, $174,000. U.S. House of Representatives District 2. Candidates were asked to respond to 3 questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? There are 2 Democratic candidates for U.S. House District 2. Steve William Label, Democrat. Answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. My immediate vision for America the Beautiful is to end homelessness and encampments ruining our quality of lives, ending property taxes after the initial home purchase, escrow/closing, and so much more. Buy my book on Amazon, America the Beautiful. Royalty proceeds go toward funding my campaign. The remaining 29 years of property taxes are tax-free, thereby boosting your monthly disposable income. CodelParty.us shares the candidate's vision for several funding paradigm shifts, including an innovative funding idea to enhance Social Security for future generations, lowering retirement to 59 so you can celebrate a bigger/brighter life with a fully funded retirement account worth millions of dollars. See brainstorming page/CodelParty.us. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. Inside-the-box thinking. Build a wall. Dumb climate change. Wholly inefficient, ineffective, and a waste of your money. This is a horrible mindset, and it's racists. Brown people are stigmatized and stereotyped. U.S./Canada wall doesn't exist. Imagine that. Outside-the-box thinking. Reverse migration is the best. Hello. People, aka human beings, only want to live in peace and safety. Why are we still killing people in wars? It's 2024, for the love of Mike. See CodelParty.us. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. My role as a rep, your rep, is not to go to Wash, D.C. with my own agendas. Somehow that message is lost on many, if not most, members. My only job is to represent constituents. Personally, I proudly participated in the first Earth Day in 1970. I jogged 6 miles to and back from my Marshfield High School. Other kids rode their horses, etc. My goodness, who wouldn't want to take care of our planet? You get that we are all in space, right? Outer space. Our planet is in orbit. We need to take great care of our life source, even if it inconveniences us to some degree. Maybe we ought not to have 100,000 plus daily airline flights buzzing our planet. 365 times 100K. Imagine the fuel emissions landing in our lungs, on our farms, agriculture. CodelParty.us. Dan Ruby, Democrat, answered the 3rd question, but not the 1st or 2nd. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. Climate change is a major threat to our national and global well-being. I would work on and support legislation to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, promote alternative energy and transportation infrastructure and workforce, and educate students and the public in science. There are 2 Republican candidates for U.S. House District 2. Jason Beebe, Republican. Answers to questions. 1. How would you change Social Security to improve its long-term viability? Answer. I would like to lock Social Security from elected officials using it as a fund for everything in our spending bills. Social Security was paid for by all the people who are required to do so from their income, and then the government spends money that isn't theirs to spend. I would do everything I could to put a lock on it to stop legislators from accessing it. 2. What changes in national immigration policy, if any, would you support? Answer. We have laws that are not followed now that need to be. I would not change anything, but would rather we start enforcing the policy we have. 3. What changes, if any, would you support in Congress to address the issue of climate change? Answer. I would support government staying out of regulating industry and more towards guidance. Yes, we need regulations to a point, but the people in government aren't there to do as they please. They are there to support the will of the people. Cliff S. Bentz, Republican, did not respond to questions by the print deadline.